The arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. We're going to be talking about Monument Point. It aired May 11th, season 4, episode 21 on the CW. Got my notes here as I'm looking over and reminding myself what happened in this episode. I like this episode. There was a lot of action in this. I know my past two reviews have been kind of like, meh, whatever. But this one here, this was where it was like building up to the, oh crap, we got 20 hours before Damian launches nukes. That cool bad guy, cannot remember his name, but I love him in movies. He's a total badass, but he's coming after Felicity's dad because he could stop Rubicon. We got Shock Stick Dude is what I call him, but I think his name was I'm looking at my notes here. Lonnie, is that his name? Either way, Shock Stick Dude sounds so much better. I like that guy. I like the fact that he's after Damian, does not care. He's actually kind of like, in my eyes, a good guy, but not, you know, he's just not, he has different ways of handling things, but he has the right intentions. I thought that the part where Felicity's dad is at the cabin and everybody comes after him, and then Arrow and Dig show up and everything else. I thought that was dope. Cool fight scene. Great action in there. I really liked this episode. It was good. There were a couple of parts that I was like when Felicity gets fired, which was cool because she deserved it, because I'm still mad at her how she's been treating Ollie by throwing her little dumb jabs. But besides that, Oliver sneaks into Felicity's job, just wearing a baseball cap. No one says anything. This is high security stuff. No one says a word. But it is Ollie. So he could be, like, he does have, like, ninja ways. Maybe that's why nobody noticed him just wearing a cap, covering his eyes, breaking into stuff. I don't know. What else? I think that was the only bad part that kind of, like, annoyed me, you know? I mean, Alex, I'm glad he's dead. I wasn't a fan of, I think it was a distraction for Thea, so I'm glad Lonnie, a.k.a. Shock Stick Dude, killed him. That was cool. And then the end, you know, Felicity and her dad do save the day, but accidentally kill, you know, 10,000 people instead of millions of people, so they're able to hack into the nukes. You know, good. I'm glad that Felicity feels crappy, because that's how she's making Ollie feel. As y'all can see, I'm not a happy camper with Felicity and her ways right now. And then, of course, the episode ends where pretty much Diggs and Arrow go to City Hall to fight Damian Dark when he's, like, super powerful, you know? Yeah, they have no chance. And I know some of y'all are wondering, Mike, how come you never talk about the flashbacks on the island? Because I don't care about this stuff. I was reading some of the other little cliff notes I hear online, and I was like, oh, yeah, that was a flashback there. I'm not a big fan of the flashbacks. So far, I haven't. I have the flashbacks that deal with the him and the Russian chick and the brother getting killed and them die and find an idol. I mean, I get it. I get that it's crucial so you can see what's going on with the idol and how it works and how it possesses and gives you strength and pulls the dark side. I get all that. But I just don't. It just doesn't do anything for me. There's other flashbacks I liked. I liked it when Ollie still had long hair and Slade and all that stuff was going on. And what's her face, the hot Asian chick that kick ass, and her dad, I can't remember their names, but those are the kind of flashbacks I liked. This one here, I just haven't been a fan of the whole idol thing. It's just me, and that's why I don't talk about it, because it just doesn't do anything for me. But if it does for you, let me know in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. If I had to give this episode, I'd give it a 8 out of 10, I'm sorry, 8 out of 10 for Monument Point. I thought it was good. I liked the action in this. You can tell it's building up. You know something's coming. So kudos. Thumbs up for this one. That is it for Arrow Monument Point review. Don't forget, people, new season starts in October. coming back. Hopefully I'll have somebody with me. Everybody's schedules are just kind of crazy. But if you go on iTunes and search Talking Arrow, the way you can subscribe and you don't miss a show. If you don't have iTunes, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you'll find Arrow there, plus The Flash, plus other shows that I do. That way you can kind of subscribe to which ones you want. That way you don't miss a show. So that's pretty much it. Shout out to my peeps over at Good Shows. If you haven't got on Good Shows, I always talk about it. Some people are like, are they taking care of you? Are you a sponsor? No, it's just a cool app, and it's free. I've never met the people. We've talked over Twitter, but they're real cool peeps so far, because I really don't know them. They could be totally douchebags, and I have no idea. But from what I know, they're really nice. And the community, the people that are in there talking movies and TV are really cool as well. So if you download the Good Shows app, it's absolutely free. Mike the Movie Guy is me on there. Go on there, and let's talk stuff. It's really cool. If you used old school TV tag and Get Glue, I say this all the time, check it out. I'm telling you, it's cool. It's cooler. Let's see what else. I think that's about it. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook. Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. All right, people, have a great weekend. Upcoming week, stay safe. Don't forget Tonight the Strain and Fear the Walking Dead. All right, people, I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well-trained, well-armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Darhk.